channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
Good morrow, listener. A warm hello to the Scoff and Quaff Show. I have to be very careful not mentioning any times because we are syndicated in the USA and also on coastal radio and of course cloud something or other, cloud cast or something, everywhere. You're listening to Jules Serkin with the Scoff and Quaff Show. And sorry, I'm just checking, is my mic. Can you hear me through the headphones, Harry?
I can.
Good. It's always a first. We have in the studio lots of testosterone, lots of fresh wild garlic. We have the fabulous Mr. Harry Covert.
Good morning, Jules.
Morning. And nobody knows where he lives or where he hails from. Nobody knows what he looks like. But what we do know is he cooks up a mean supper, and I have partaken on many an occasion. So you helped me with my coffee machine once as well when I did a lunch.
I did. I then exploded it, didn't I?
I don't know.
I can't remember that.
And then I got in a fluster and put the little Italian thing on and didn't put any water in.
That's right. That's what I exploded.
I know. I think I was three bottles in of the...
only three?
Squerries sparkling or something. English sparkling of some sort. Next to him, flanking the lovely Mr. Harry Covert, we have Jeff Kipp from Saltwood on the Green in Hythe. You can follow them on the Twitter at Salt, S-A-L-T, Wood Green. And their website is www.saltwoodrestaurant.co.uk. Very excited about this. Going to find out a lot
so
more.
So am I, Jules.
So am I. Going to find out a lot more. Are you bosom buddies, you two?
Oh, yeah. For at least the last 5 minutes.
Really?
Best friends.
Well, they came in together with arms linked, listener. I mean, you know.
Read into that what you want.
One tends to gossip, but
you do,
they
Jules.
Did look very, very good friends. It's show 84, by the way, boys. And we only started counting after a year, so we've done a lot more than that. About 10 past 11, we'll be talking to our roving reporter. Some call him raving reporter. That's the fabulous Steve Wood of At Love Chilies, if you're listening to him. He's also sort of the master of all the markets in Kent. So we'll be talking to him. He's at the International Food Exhibition, which is one of the biggest exhibitions in the UK, possibly the world. They're calling it the largest food and drink event. I believe our friends Taywell Ice Cream are there, the lovely Alistair.
They certainly are. He tweeted a picture yesterday of himself with two gorgeous-looking women on his arms.
He never stops.
No, I know.
And I believe that's on until Wednesday, which is manana, correct. 10 till 4
Winterdale p.m. Winterdale Shore are there tomorrow, apparently.
Are they?
Yes.
Lovely cheese. They've got over 1,350 exhibitors, Harry.
Have they really?
Yes. I've researched this show.
makes a first.
I know. We have wild garlic, so tell me about your foraging this morning.
Well, crack of dawn, I was out in the woods getting some wild garlic for
now,
you.
Now, which woods are they? Give me a clue.
Let's just say it's 7 Mile Lane.
Very cagey, you see.
Yeah.
He won't
it's my little spot.
Okay, well, it looks lovely. So will I wilt it?
You can wilt it or you can make pesto out of it.
Oh,
I'm sure Jeff will be able to give you a couple of recipes.
I'll ask him. I will. Jeff, how long have you been at Saltwood on the Green, may I just ask?
We're coming up on a year now.
A year?
Yeah, April 19th will be a year.
You might tell Nurse Liz Gilson, if you're listening in Maryland, you've got a little fellow patriot here. So that'll be make you feel at home.
She has just tweeted, her coffee is steeping. I don't know what she means by that, but yeah.
It's an American thing. I thought it was a bit quiet in my headphones. So, what I think what we're going to do is we're going to get Harry working, going to get his background music on, and we'll ask him what's going on in the Twitterverse and some events, and then we'll ask him later on again in the show as well. There is an elephant in the room, but we won't talk about that. Okay, Harry, so what's going on?
Okay, well, you gave me a big piece of paper earlier and asked me to mention the Urban Food Fest in Shoreditch, which apparently is happening this weekend, Saturday 28th of March. The Urban Food Fest, street food trucks and stalls will be serving up a fantastical feast, including the Queen of Hearts, Mexican fried chicken and black bean tacos, House of Cards, British veggie goats, and goat's cheese and honey toasties, etc., etc. The fest includes a Drink Me premium bar serving craft beers as well. And the Urban Food Fest runs every Saturday night until the 19th of December 2015 from 5 p.m. to midnight at the Euro Park car parks on Shoreditch High Street. So that sounds like fun.
It does. Now, my lovely co-presenter of all, Dr. John Sykes, who's now on sabbatical, he's just come back from Boston, where it was minus 11.
Warm.
He went down. Yeah, minus 11 with wind chill. He went down to the Urban Food Fest and frolicked there last year.
Oh, right. I must try and go and have a look.
Yeah,
so Alice in Wonderland is this week's theme, I believe. But also, so that in case you aren't aware, it's also the Chocolate Festival this weekend in London. I believe at the Business Design Centre, because I know Damien is flying in from Spain yet again to be there. So that's Damien Allsop that used to be at Erridge.
He does. What do you reckon is your favourite chocolate?
My favourite of his now is the saltwater ganache. The sea salt or seawater ganache, which is made with seawater from the island of Ibiza. Conjures up all sorts of images that, but you know, but it comes from a marine reserve off Ibiza, but it's a saltwater ganache from Ibiza.
It sounds lovely. We sound a bit vague here, because we have our producer. Anything else on? Anything on the Twitterverse?
Just Liz Gilson is up, and she used her French press for her coffee. A different word. I presume her French press. French press? Yeah? Is that the little pot with the bit on top?
A plunger, yeah.
A plunger. Oh, that's a cafetiere, as we call it over here.
Is
a cafetiere.
Is that what I was saying, the little Italian thing?
No.
No, it's different.
That's different.
Are they the plungy things?
The plungy.
Yes. Yes. The plungy
out,
so things.
I
remind you of the time, Jules? It's coming up to 10 past. And
oh. Yes. Well, very tardy of me. I need to mention my show sponsors, first of all. It is the fabulous Elmcourt Farmers Market and the Cookery Studio, who are in Baddlesmere, where Harry and Jeff, they invited me to do a Vietnamese cookery course, gluten-free, fabulous, loved it. And it's Diane and Robbie. Robbie did all the work and Diane tutored, and she was fantastic. So what we're going to do, as Mr. Harry Covert has quite rightly prompted me, we're going to play a little song, and we're going to get the fabulous Love Chilies, Steve Wood, who's going to tell us what's going on at the IFV exhibition in London, and we'll play the little Stevie Wonder, I believe, If You Really Love Me.
Call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. Yeah. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
a little bit of goofing around there with Stevie Wonder. And talking of goofy guys, we have the fabulous Stevie Wood at the IFA, one of the largest exhibitions in the UK, if not
it's the IFE, not
IFE. Oh, Independent Financial Advice. Oh, I'm on a business show at 1 p.m.
Come on, get your act together, Jules.
Hello, Stevie Wood.
International Food Exhibition.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What is occurring there, young man?
Have you got it? It's so good. Oh, morning, by the way. Oh, hello, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we can't say the time now. Good morrow.
No.
We say good morrow, darling.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Harry. You all right?
I'm fine, thanks, Steve.
Jolly good.
And we've got Jeff Kipp in as well. He's from Saltwood in Hythe.
That sounds great.
Hello. On the Twitter, it's at Saltwood Green, and the plan is we're going to nip down there, you and I, and have a powwow.
Cool, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Always interesting, a powwow. Is some food involved? There will be a few involved, Jules.
Possibly a glass of water.
Yeah.
If I'm involved.
Anyway.
What's occurring there?
I'm at XL, which is in London, as probably most of you know. International Food and Drink Event, it's actually called. And it's huge, absolutely huge. There's 1,350 exhibitors. It's most of you have probably been to XL. It's most of it. There's not a lot that's not being used here. And the thing is, it's very nice. Even there's some huge people here. I'll tell you about
huge
a little
people.
Later.
Huge, they should be on a regime.
That's actually huge companies, sorry, as opposed to huge people.
That's very fattest of you, Steve.
There's some very interesting people here, but I'll come to that in a minute as well.
Oh, have I got to wait? Go on then, tell me.
But it's nice to see a few of the local guys are up here. Pericourt Farm with their apple crisps.
Oh, yes.
Chegworth are up here with their juice and their vegetable delivery. And I've seen Kent Crisps as well.
Chegworth's, where are they based? Do you know?
Oh, near you somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I'll ask on the way past.
Yeah, I'd be interested, and if they'd like to come on the show, of course. Have you got my business cards with you?
Of course I have.
Very good. You see,
I've got more of them than you have.
I know, I've run out. I just said to Jeff.
I'll send you some.
I said I'm a PR and I haven't got my business cards, and I felt very sheepish. But I just ordered some more, and the font was too small, so I sent them back. Anyway,
that's known as failing eyesight, Jules.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Thank you, Harry.
Yeah, well, yeah, was it the font was too small or something else?
Now Harry's being ageist, I think.
I've been fattest, now ageist. It's no stopping me.
What's occurring?
It is the International Food and Drink Event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to just list down quickly all the countries that have got like little pavilions here. But there's too many, so I'll give you a few of them. There's Mexico, Turkey, Thailand. I did just flag myself a Thai curry for breakfast.
Really?
Greece, Morocco, Belgium, Spain, Portugal, Sicily, to name but a few. Now, whenever you come to these events, without fail, China has the biggest pavilion, and theirs here is huge. It's like a whole row of itself, from one end to the other, absolutely huge. They do everything. They're trying to bring everything in here, but they're not the biggest this year, and I was totally surprised by who is the biggest. And the biggest this year is Saudi.
Oh, well, Saudi is huge, and it, I hate to butt in about my new husband.
There's not a book about emerging markets, but...
Well,
that's a great link you've got on there with that, Steve.
It's funny, Steve, because I've got it right on my desk. If you follow it at Frontier Funds, Paul Andrews is glaring through the window with his hands on his...
Blatant publicity going on here.
Well, he's got to pay, but I need some work done on my car. This book needs to sell.
I'll buy a copy in just a second.
But of course, Saudi is one of the top 10 emerging markets. And as I said to your friend Kath Pickles, who we'll be hearing from later on, I've got a lovely interview from her at the Taste of Kent Awards the other Thursday, one where I was not too worse for wear, that one of the early interviews. As I told her, Saudi is one of the biggest importers of marmalade.
Now, I'm just getting sidetracked a little bit. We need to tie her up with Bruce, because he's just written a book on it, hasn't he?
Of course. Bruce, is he so there?
No, I just thought of that because it's a good book. Well, it's not a book, it's great. I haven't read it.
What's the new book called?
Cook, Wrap, Export.
Okay, so following on from Cook, Wrap, Sell, which was a blind book.
Yes.
We'll have to get him on the show.
You have to get him in and a few other people. But yeah. These people from Saudi, you look at it, you start off looking at it and it's dates. And you think, oh, that's quite interesting. It's just dates. But they've got everything out there. I don't know how they grow it in that heat, but it'd be interesting to see. But they have got a huge amount of people here. And it's also great. A lot of stores, are not only they're selling their food, but they're selling the whole idea of their food from where it is. Lots of traditional dresses. There's loads of people dressed in different types of costumes. Well, they're not costumes, are they? Because they're what they wear.
What are you wearing, Steve?
Trainers, shirt, and some combat trousers.
Not the green woolly hat.
Not the green woolly hat. And they asked me to take the high vis off as I came through the door.
Okay.
I did explain that I am a market manager, but they weren't having it.
The reason I called you Chris was because Chris Pollard has just tweeted, he's listening in, and says, sounding good on Scoff and Quiff Steve Woods from the food exhibition, having eaten a Thai curry.
Got to be done. Yeah. I don't mind you calling me Chris, because it's a lot better than some of the other things you call me sometimes.
Yes, well.
So that is absolutely fine. Mexico's big this year. There's a lot of Mexican food.
I love Mexican food, because I think the real Mexican food is very, very different. Have you tried any yet? But from what we get, Taco Dan's or something.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of Oaxaca, which is sort of Mexican street food. I know that is based around British taste, but that's great as well.
But real Mexican food, when I was at having my lesson with Diane and Robbie in Battlesmere, at Cookery Studio, they were saying that real Mexican food, she's got family in Mexico, is just amazing and so much better.
Is there any Peruvians there, by any chance?
I haven't seen any yet, but I bet your bottom dollar there is. Everybody's here.
Is that gerbil roasted?
No, guinea pig.
Guinea pig, not gerbils.
Something small with teeth.
And potatoes.
Yeah.
Staple of Peru.
Bit of corn.
With a little bit of chilli thrown in, funnily enough.
Yeah. I just want to throw in something that you'll know nothing about, just to annoy you, Steve. Because I've been chatting with Henkelman UK, and he says that their sister company, WFM Limited, and Harry's going to look into this, he's very diligent, you know, they're exhibiting at the Pro 2 Pack at XL, which is apparently next door.
Yeah, I'm going there in a minute.
Okay, so maybe we could call you later and hear a bit from there, do you reckon? Or is that
if I can find them, if I get round there in time. As I say, it's huge, and I will go and have a look for them, and you're more than welcome to call me back a little later.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
Were you on roller skates?
Yeah, I'm always on roller skates, you know that.
Yeah, a bit odd. Okay, so wrapping up now, you've got 1 minute to tell me a bit more.
Well, there's just absolutely tons here. If you're in the food industry, you should be here. Did you say a minute? So
yeah.
That's about 30 seconds. I'm just going to remind you that me and a few of the producers were at the Heritage Transport Show on Saturday at Detlin.
Right.
What about that for a gratuitous plug? There wasn't a book involved, but it was the best I could do.
I love that. So we're going to be calling you probably in about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. If you're still there, we'll understand, as it's enormous. So thank you, Stevie Wood.
I will try and get there, and I'll hopefully speak to you a little later.
Brilliant.
Cheers, Steve.
Thanks,
Steve. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. fabulous Stevie Wood there, talking to us from the IFE exhibition in London. And we're going to... what are we going to do? Harry, are you going to tell me anything, or shall we talk to Jeff?
Well, I think you should talk to Jeff.
Okay.
I'm still looking here.
Okay.
There's nothing much happening here on Twitter at the moment, apart from Liz.
No.
Liz Jawson is, you know...
It's all happening on mine. Chris Pollard is there talking about you, mostly.
Well, this is true. He must be my new best friend after Jeff.
Yes, he is. And then... Right, so I'm going to introduce Jeff, but I do need to mention Cripps, but I think you've got that on your bit, so we'll do that later. Don't let me forget, Cripps have got a tweet up in April that I need to mention. So, we were, Harry and I were chatting yesterday, and as I said to Jeff in the green room, I had a tweet the other day saying, I want to eat somewhere decent in the Hive area. Where can I go? And the only place I could think of off the top of my head was the lovely White Hart in Hythe, in the High Street there. And then Harry, as if by magic, conjured up Jeff Kipp, who is... he left... I know a little bit of gossip about him. Whether it's true or not, he'll tell me. He left a software company that he built and he trained at the prestigious Le Cordon Bleu in Minnesota. His previous restaurants include Charlie Trotter's, I love this, Chicago, Citrus, Saint Martin, Gordon Ramsay, where I'm sure he got shouted at, Sushi Samba, Duck and Waffle. And so I want to hear all about this. As I said, their website is www.saltwoodrestaurant.co.uk, and please follow them on the Twitter at saltwoodgreen. Let's hear all about it. So you've been there about a year, did you say?
Yeah, last April we opened.
Okay. Yeah. And tell me what your sort of vision is for this lovely place, and what describe to the listener what kind of place it is. Well, is it a barn? Is it a hivey sort of shackety rickety thing? Or
well, the place was a brilliant building. It was to be fair, it was a little bit scruffy.
Love that.
It needed some love.
Yeah.
But you can, as a lot of people can who do that kind of thing for a living, can look past that and see what the potential the building has. And it really, really was. I thought had a great space that just needed to be tweaked around a little bit.
Oh, I'm just reading a bit of the menu, listener. Now, Nurse Liz, if you're tucked up with your coffee, I'm just going straight onto the desserts. My one weakness, cheesecake with a confit of orange, cardamom and honeycomb. Now, my kids, if you're listening, they'll be going, oh, Mum said confit. Oh, she's so pretentious. Pretentious? Moi? Really? But that just sounds amazing. And with a, what's this, Moulinoux South African straw wine. Tell me about that.
It's a Moulu.
Moulu. Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't got the menu in front of me.
It's spelled Moulinex.
No, Moulu. It's semi-sweet. Is that not right?
That's correct, yeah.
You say it, Jeff.
No, no. Gosh, no. I'm not going to get between the two. No chance.
Go on, Harry. Moulu.
If you pass me how it's written, I can have a look.
It's Moulineux.
That could be a spelling mistake.
Yeah, Harry and I were talking about sweet wines a little earlier.
Moulineux.
It's not desperately sweet, which I find can be a little overpowering for those kinds of things. So, yeah, just pitching a little bit more on the lighter side, the savoury side for that wine.
And tell me about your staff there. It's you at the helm.
Yeah, but it's small and perfectly formed. So it's myself, a restaurant manager, John Paolo, who's been there since the opening as well. Very small team there's only three of us in the kitchen, and yeah, so that's pretty much it. We've got some people that do some weekend shifts for us in front of the house, and that's about it.
So you're hands on.
Oh yeah, full time.
Okay, and tell us about your... Oh, we've got here. Oh, lovely. So you're obviously open for different things because you do pastries and cakes, coffee and tea. So, and you've got your... I can't say this. Uvos rancheros.
Huevos rancheros.
Huevos, yeah.
Huevos.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Americano thrown in there. It's kind of a Tex-Mex breakfast thing.
Tex-Mex, wow. Yeah. And the pork hash makes me feel strangely relaxed. I don't know why.
It's comfort food.
Bacon sandwich. Which is lovely, with red or brown sauce for fiver, Paul Andrews.
going now.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going now.
So we could have a party.
Unfortunately, the chef's not there, Paul. He's here.
I'm sure they keep it going. What kind of people are coming in?
I've got a fantastic mix of people, really, and opened it as a community restaurant. We thought we named it Saltwood on the Green, as opposed to naming it Shade Jeff or something ridiculous that I couldn't really quite understand calling it. But yeah, because our primary focus is the area. Really, we're quite lucky, and we've been getting some good comments, and people are coming from further afield, which is the hope always to kind of keep things going.
What's your nearest train station?
Sandling Station is the closest one, but you can get the high speed to Ashford, and it's a short hop from there. So
brilliant. I mean, I love Hive. I thought the little high street there, so it was beautiful as I perambled down there. I bought my friend, it was her 40th, Serenity Becker, if you're listening. I bought her a lovely coat, which was retro. It's an old sort of, some old tiger skin coat. And she tried it on. We were ratted, so I bought it for her, as you do. but I love the high street. So how far are you from there, Jeff?
Well, less than a mile.
Hop and skip.
Yeah, Saltwood. It borders it, so basically Hythe is more seafront, and then we're just up the top of the hill.
It was quite an unusual drive there this morning. I never knew this big sort of massive houses around the, it's sort of like you drive through an estate, would you say? Yeah, various houses, and then all of a sudden you come across this little village green. There's a pub, and then right opposite the restaurant's a community shop.
Yeah.
Is it sort of like a
convenience corner shop? Yeah.
A corner shop.
Is that one of those?
So it's an old you told me it was an old retail shop.
Or? Yeah, the restaurant itself used to be a shop that was the corner shop. Did everything from, home medicines to, fresh fruit and fish. So it was very interesting. We've got some photos up in the hallway of the shop when it was actually running as a shop. So it literally have crates of food out front. It's fantastic.
The floorboards in the shop are the originals. And they are absolutely amazing because there's a counter at the back of the where the old retail counter was at the back of the shop, and then the floorboards in front are all bowed or worn away.
A bit like your legs.
Something like that. Thank you, Jules.
Yeah. Bowed and worn away. Yeah.
I'm looking, Harry. You seem to have spent a long time there this morning. I'm looking.
No, it was only there 5 minutes.
Really? You took a lot in. I'm looking at this Tuesday, the 31st of March. Is that next Tuesday? It is.
Correct.
They've got a beautiful menu. The first course is skate with green strawberries, citrus emulsion, fried caper, cress. This is what I love because, as I was saying to a friend the other day, when I go out, Jeff, I want to have something that I'm not doing at home because, I can do the basic stuff. But this is lovely. It's so different. Confit of rabbit and foie gras, which I can't say, terrine, nettles, love that. Rhubarb, apricot, and then you're serving it with different drinks, aren't you?
Yeah, that's
course.
It's a wine. That's actually a wine dinner. So we've decided to start doing some events, both to show off local produce, local producers, and a little bit of our own stuff. So we've picked the last Tuesday of every month to do a paired event. So our first one was with a wine supplier who had just come back from a trip to South Africa, hence the semi-sweet red wine on the menu. And so we get the chance to try and pair different foods with those things. And we're doing this event with Gusbourne Estates. And they are some of the best sparkling wines I've ever been lucky enough to try. And they do a series of other wines. And we got some cheeky things on there as well for the dessert course as a wine that is not offered to the public at all. So they're having a go at a fortified wine, which is spectacular.
That sounds amazing. And I'm looking at your spring cocktails, Nurse Liz. Mm. You'd like these. So there's the Saltwood Spritz, which is gin, Prosecco, tonic syrup, and grapefruit. Sounds great. And the Romney Marsh Teeny, which is Kentish gin, Centre green tea syrup, lime, and samphire. Fabulous. There's also a Navy Grog, Captain Kip. So it must be one of your ancestors. Rum, lime, and warm spices. Now that's what I need today with my little head cold, don't I? Yeah. A Navy Grog, Captain Kip's.
Clear you right up.
What about your food allergy? How are you getting on with the new laws that came in?
It's never really been a problem. We have we'd spend quite a bit of time with the staff knowing what's going on, so that they're quite clued up as to literally how the dishes are built and what's in there. So if someone has a gluten intolerance or they're allergic to dairy, for instance, they know where to steer them. They do come back and check, because sometimes we can change or update a preparation. But yeah, so we sort of build the menu in a kind of like a, think of it almost as sort of a Lego sort of a style, where you've got foundations, and we try most of those. I was lucky enough to work in some really fantastic restaurants, and we had to be able to cook without dairy and do multi-course, three Michelin star sort of level cooking. So we learned to cook without that and still get all the maximum flavor without adding all the dairy and all the butter and having to rely on things like flour. Yeah. So if the ingredient is first, and that's how we set the dishes.
And now, how does it feel for you having your own place after having worked with so many chefs and places?
It's inevitable. It was kind of why people start doing that. They want to do something for themselves, maybe express themselves, maybe prove a point. I don't know. But for me, it was I just love the idea of sort of creating a place where people can have a really nice evening. And that's the difference between cooking and little C chef and big C chef, which is like owning the restaurant. Is different, because you're thinking about how someone has a good time. I won't go to a table after their meal and say, did you enjoy your lamb? Yeah. I'll say, did you have a good night? Yeah. Are you enjoying yourselves? And because that's really at the heart of the whole point. We're in the hospitality industry. We're not in the just in the food and beverage industry. Yeah. We're in,
this is music to my ears, Jules.
I know. It's lovely. When are we going?
I'd have to ask the other half.
Yeah, no, we could all go, because my new husband celebrating his book at the Frontier Funds.
Shameless, Jules, shameless.
His nice big table. Tomorrow, you know. Nice big table, yes.
Yeah. What are you saying? She needs a big table.
That's saying.
He's commenting on my, friendliness.
No. Yes, no. I think the number of people that are going to go, yeah.
Yes.
No, we will go, Jules, we will go.
We will. I love what you're doing. So, people, I know Chris Pollard has already discovered you and is looking and is going to take his lovely wife, Miriam, the writer. So that's great. We're going to... I need to read out some tweets that come up on my thing, and then I think Harry needs to say something, and then we'll play a song and get on with Stevie. But before we do, Cripps Law have told me that they have a tweet up, which is for food people. Tuesday the 21st of April, and it's at the Good Shed, Canterbury, 6 to 8 p.m. So get along there. It's a Tuesday night, which is a bit of a bummer for me, because I always sort of collapse in a heap on a Tuesday night after spending the day with Paul Andrews. But he can be a little bit, tetchy. So, but I'll try and get there. But that's 21st of April. Follow them at Cripps Food Law, I think they are, off the top of my head, on the Twitter, and it will be at the Good Shed, Canterbury, but it's Cripps, C-R-I-P-P. Too much for me with Cripps and Jeff Kipp on my show today. I mean, really, for a menopausal woman, I mean, how are we going to
too
manage?
Many peas, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Confucius said, man who eats meat and peas on the same plate, very unhygienic.
Did he?
Yeah.
When you went out with him?
Yeah.
Gallons Employment, big hello to you. You have the best job ever, chatting to interesting people and eating, drinking fantastic food.
Is he listening to the same show?
The ladies, Gallons Law. We must mention, Harry, have you had your coffee?
I have. Organo Gold.
We're tweeting at Organo Ross, R-O-S-S.
My coffee's gone cold now, I'm afraid, Jules.
Well, but
we've been talking.
Tell
too
me
much.
About it. Did you have any?
I did. It's quite pleasant.
Have a sip.
I have.
So
I'm not going to slurp on air, if that's what you're after.
The whole thing about this is that it's instant, but it tastes amazing. And I have got some bump about it, but I'm afraid I left it and didn't print it off. So I will talk about it next time. But it's very pleasant. I, being the girl, have the hot chocolate, which is divine. For an instant chocolate, that's good. It hits the spot. But it's a gourmet hot chocolate with... Jeff will tell me what this is. You need to tell me, Jeff. I can't read that. I can't understand it. It looks like Latin. Gando. Yes.
Yep. Yes, it's one of those.
Even
one
you and your chef. Yeah.
it's more of a
Latin. He's adjusting his glasses. He's not getting him anywhere. Something gorgeous, is it?
Yeah.
Added to it.
Yeah.
I was reading mine earlier.
Gandemaria Lucidium.
Gandemaria lucidium. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, that's correct, Jeff. I've got absolutely no idea what that is. I can Google it if you like.
Well, better than that, next week, I'm sure Organa Ross will snap at me because I didn't bring in the bump. So next week I will bring in the bump and tell you. So big hello to Twitter. I've got everybody going wild. But I think we will play a song. I can't keep up with the Twitter, actually. Mostly it's Chris Pollard, of course, going wild. And Liz Gilson also.
Seems asking, he can go wild when he's not here, but you can't go wild when he's here.
But Liz Gilson is asking that you do Kent Produce. Now, I don't know if she means you do Kent Produce and you're American, or whether she was asking before you said you do Kent Produce. So, because we were saying that you're bringing in the Kentish wines and Samphire. Yeah. So you love your Kent
Produce.
Absolutely,
as much as possible.
But you're still using the American influence with some of your menus.
Just as how you would, it would influence it, really. So we opened with a pineapple upside down cake, and then throwing things like huevos rancheros. One of the things I'd love to... We do little nibbles, little fresh bread. We do our own bread. We do a soft pretzel, which is kind of an American thing.
Yeah.
And where I'm from, in Chicago, you would have a soft pretzel with yellow mustard, French mustard, French's mustard.
Mm.
And doing it over here to sort of make it a little bit more, I don't know, mainstream, we'd pair it with a rarebit, which is essentially cheese and mustard. So it's kind of makes a sort of natural
gorgeous
combination. But it's really quite nice.
Does sound very nice. I'm feeling a bit peckish. Haven't we got some little meat things here?
We have some of the... Some of the salamis from Kent Collection that you had the other week, including the Tuscan, which I don't know whether Paolo bought in when he came on.
I had the beer sticks.
You had the beer sticks. There's some beer stick there, and I had a little nub end of Tuscan salami, which they make, which is, as Jeff said, outstanding.
Well,
the fat in there is just
Boys, why don't you just pass them over while I get we get Stevie Wood on the phone. I'm going to try some of the boys. Remind me of their Twitter handle.
I knew you'd ask.
You can look it up.
Yeah,
I'm going to play
Kent
some
Collection.
Thank you. I'm going to play some Van Morrison and Gloria, and we will get Stevie Wood for some more stuff from the IFE.
I'll tell you about now, baby. You know she comes around just about 5 feet four. From her head to the ground. You know she comes around here just about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. And her name is Jean.
lovely little Van Morrison there, and now live from the IFE exhibition, as Harry
yet
is,
again.
Yes, we have our raving reporter Stevie Wood. Yeah.
Now, which is a different show, but it's all in the same show.
Okay, so thank you for being so diligent.
That's all right. Out of breath, but diligent, I must say.
But then you can eat more.
Just think of the waistline, Steve.
Yeah,
just think of the waistline.
I know. Yeah, I'm going back for another Thai curry in a minute. I might try and get myself some Mexican.
You'll try the Mexican. What,
and then pop down to Taywell for some ice cream on the way back.
I haven't seen them yet. I'm sure I will bump into them.
I think he's got his Sweet Rebellion up there this week.
Oh, has he?
He's frolicking with women as well. So apparently,
I'm not going to spread those rumours, Jules.
Well, we saw the photos. Tell us about it then, Phoebe.
The Propak 2 exhibition is very interesting. It's right. It covers a multitude of stuff. Everything from sort of cardboard cups, if you want cardboard cups printed, to machines that will fill whatever you have with whatever you've got. There's some very clever stuff. And I know a few of the guys locally, they use a company called Riggs Propak. Well, they're here. They make machines for filling bottles in this country. But there's things here that you could shrink wrap a cow in.
Shrink wrap a cow?
Yeah, they're that big. They're huge.
That's a bit rude and probably a bit cruel.
Just imagine putting that in a water bath.
Yeah, that would take a little while to cook, wouldn't it?
65 degrees or whatever it's supposed to be at, you know.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
3 weeks, yeah. I would imagine.
Be just a little bit, well, it wouldn't be well done, would it? It'd be just tender.
Very relaxed.
At that sort of temperature. But yeah, there's everything here. You know, if you want some plastic bags, some paper bags, some cartons made. Once again, all the international people are here showing off what they do. And quite a few of the English people as well. There's an exhibition of stuff of all the young designers that make stuff for the exhibition. Well, they make stuff for the industry, and then they show it off at the exhibition. I think the winner this year was a cardboard bread box, which is designed for the internet market for sending bread around the countryside. So it's a bit of everything. There's a big bundle of corrugated cardboard that I just walked past. Everything's here.
And tell me what you're doing there.
Well, I'm wandering around, flagging food and free pens.
But are you trying to get these guys onto your markets, or are you just trying to meet, you know, more contacts? Or
It's all a big business just to get them on the markets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not anybody here I'm really interested for that. I'm more here just stealing good ideas is number one.
Yeah.
Free pens, as I say. But also through the Farmers Market Association, we have a list of suppliers that give our members discounts, so I'm looking out for companies that can help us with that, because if I go to somebody up here and say, I want to buy some bottles off you, they're not that interested. But when I tell them we have 600 small producers in Kent on our mailing list that might be interested, funnily enough, some of them want to talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and I believe that next week we've got the lovely Fat Carrot 11, who will be our roving reporter at the Veg Fest in Brighton, is that right?
I think you have, yes.
Yeah, she's on this weekend, so it'll be next Tuesday.
Yeah, and then the Tuesday after, I think I'm back with you in the studio.
Well, I've got you down 31st, Elm Court Farmers Market, haven't
Could
I?
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's next Tuesday. Yes, next Tuesday.
Not too much Thai curry, Steve.
It is.
We've actually got Paul Babra on with you, who is the Canterbury Curry Club.
More curry.
I think he makes. Yeah. Can't get enough of it.
Exactly. I'd like to. Well, thank you very much. We're gonna rock off now because I've got a couple of interviews to get out from the Taste of Kent Awards. I've got Great Preservations in Stour Valley. So you have fun, and you keep giving out my business cards, please.
Okay, Jules. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody in the studio, and I'll see you next week. 11 till 12, is it? We need to be there?
11 to 12 live. You be here at 10:30 to make my tea.
I'll be there early.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Joe. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That was the fantastic Stevie Wood there from talking from the... he'd gone in the Pack to Pack exhibition, which is next to the IFE exhibition in London. I'm now going to... if you remember, I was frolicking at the Taste of Kent Awards a week ago, and two of the people that were up for nominations was Great Preservations. That's the lovely Kath's Pickles. And as you know, my one weakness is her carrot chutney with garlic. It's lovely. I've got some wilted garlic here, which would be very nice, isn't it?
Wild garlic, Jules.
Wild garlic. Four wilted.
Called ransom in English.
Rancid?
Ransom.
Really?
Yes.
Ransom?
Ransom.
Okay.
That's the old English name for it.
Ye old English. And then, of course, we've got Stour Valley game, Darren Byron, who actually won. So let's hear from these guys.
Kath, great preservations. So you are up for...
Producer of the Year. Artisan Producer of the Year.
Is this your first award, young lady?
First in this category, yes.
And I know that I spoke to Steph Durling and they were talking about... they're not just looking at the products, but they're also looking at the way the business runs and everything else. So I would just say to them that if they tasted your spicy carrot and garlic chutney, that's all they needed to know, frankly. But who are you up against?
I'm up against Jason, the Kentish Pie Man, and Hot Face Sauces.
Yeah. Ooh, that is a very, very tough one there, because all very, very good. We wish you lots of luck. Now, where are you? I know you were on my show a couple of weeks ago and you didn't mention that you're up for this award. You're very coy. But where do you live?
I live in Tunbridge. And okay. Yes, I was very coy about it.
So you're going to come on again afterwards, possibly if you've won, and tell us all.
I'd absolutely love to.
We're wishing you lots of luck at the Taste of Kent Awards, Kath, and great preservation.
Thank you very much, Jules. Thanks very much.
Darren Byron's here from Stour Valley Game, and he is up for the award of Best Butcher and Meat Producer of the Year in Kent. So, how does it feel? I mean, you've been up for these nominations before, young man, haven't you?
No, this is the first one.
Really? Yes. Now, I thought you were an award-winning man. So tell me, how do you feel?
Very nervous. Very nervous, but looking forward to it.
Do you think your pigeon breast got a look in?
Oh, I think they played a big part in it, yes.
So, is it the first time you've been to these awards, or have you been before as an onlooker?
No, it is the first time we've been. It's the first time we've entered, the first time we've actually been nominated, so very looking forward to it.
And how's the Chillum shop going?
The shop's going very well. Yeah, obviously we're closed now till next season, but yeah, it is going very well there.
Okay, so what does tonight mean for you? I mean, even if you don't win, to be a nominee is pretty good, and you presumably you'll get some decent press out of it, and, you know, prestige as well.
Yeah, obviously we are in the top three. That is what we aim for at the beginning of the year, so we're just very happy to be here. If we win it, we win it, but if we don't, there's always next year.
And who are you up against?
We're up against Court Farm and MB Farms.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you the best of luck for tonight from Scoff and Quaff, and that's Darren Byron from Stour Valley Game.
Thank you very much, Jules.
So I hope that gives you a little taste of me at the Taste of Kent Awards with these amazing Kent producers. It was a fabulous night. The food, as I told you last week, was done by Mama Feelgood and Maddie there and the team. And great the way that Taste of Kent and Producer of Kent put that together. Great evening, and well done to all the winners, but especially also to the runners-up. And if you didn't win, you were up with the big boys there as a runner-up. I'd just like to say, did I mention my new husband's book?
Again, Jules, please.
I've had a tweet at UK Food Show, which is one of our Twitter handles, from Peter Vanham. Now, he is the critic for the Financial Times, and he has just said... to my new husband, fascinating book, Gavin, deserves the credit he gets. So he's done a big review, which will be coming out, and I shall keep you posted. But if you are into the top 10 emerging markets, so we're talking Saudi, Romania, Vietnam, Myanmar, Egypt, Nigeria, and all sorts of other places that I can't remember. And also the food that Gav ate, the street food, which I keep asking about, sounded lovely. And the book launches tomorrow. And follow him on at Frontier Funds. Mr. Harry, what's going on in Harry's world?
In Harry's world, Chris Pollard's tweeted me and said...
Again?
Man can never have enough peas. I don't know what he means by that.
Neither do I. How strange.
But anyway... And Liz Gilson has said she loves hearing Jeff's Midwest American accent on Kent Radio.
Oh, yes.
That's sweet.
Say a big hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Can you do more Midwestern?
I don't. Whatever it's the same in Love Actually, where they're going through all the different words that are a little bit different, and then there's a lot that are the same, like table. I love that bit.
Oh yeah, I always remember my American friend used to love it when I said sweeties.
Oh nice, yeah.
You know, I had a Turkish au pair once who obviously learned a lot of her English from the kids who were sort of 2 and 4, and I was working at the time, but she used to have them quite a bit. And then we had a tea party with all the breastfeeding ladies came round, you know, and NCT sort of thing, and the Turkish au pair said, first of all, she handed round the biscuits and said, would you like a bicky to every lady? And then she said something about her body, you know, meaning her posterior, of course. And because it was all, so it's rather sweet.
Right. Never mind.
We digress. All right, before you ramble on, Harry, I just need to say, if you are in the Hythe area and you would like to go down and see Jeff Kipps, the Wines of Gosbourne is on Tuesday the 31st of March. It's tickets £55 if booked before the 26th of March. So you have time. Great menu, as I said.
Are there any spaces left, Jeff?
Yeah, just a couple.
Just a couple
of thin ones.
Sneak a couple in.
But it's a great, great menu. I love the pudding. Bay leaf creme caramel, parsnip ice cream, and then an apple, and then the Gosbourne Fortified 2014 from Appledore in Kent. So that's the 31st of March. That's next Tuesday. Get on down there. Harry?
Yes, Jules.
Off you go.
In terms of?
Something about cauliflower, I believe.
Oh, about cauliflower. Yes, the most unlikely superfood yet, apparently.
Quite batty this morning. I know.
I'm trying to cover every angle here, Jules.
Multitasking.
It's not a man's best feature, is it?
You've been good at making a lovely gluten-free bread.
Yeah, okay. The white veg they boiled to near mush at school is back on the menu. Health gurus sisters Hemsley and Hemsley wrote one of this year's best-selling cookbooks and advocate gluten-free cooking have helped the trend. The recipes for cauliflower rice and mash have proved widely popular. I've always loved a good cauliflower. And then the green one?
The Romanesco.
I love that. That's the most perfect vegetable under the world.
Well, yeah? Let me make you jealous, because my friends, I'm having a domestic, darling, on the, me and Paul Andrews. My friends, the Riverford Organic Sisters.
Yes.
Give me a Romanesque quite often in my vegetable box, which comes every Thursday, along with my Hudson's fish delivery. But look what I got today from the Pampered Chef, Joe Banks 15.
Right.
It's a spiralizer. Now, do you chefs know about spiralizers?
I'm not sure.
Well, you see, is
this a knife that turns something into a spiral shape?
You pop a courgette in,
right,
and you twist it comes out looking gorgeous, darling. And I'm going to make all sorts of sort of gluten-free courgettes, pastry things.
Well, you see, most chefs can do that with a knife.
Yeah,
I know, but
bare-handed.
I'm a chef.
Yeah?
I mean, have you seen my nails?
Well, yeah, you've got some. Not like most chefs don't have them.
It's like that's why I can't.
I mean, you probably find an odd nail in something that you eat. You know,
that's why I can't play guitar.
Yeah.
go on, Harry.
This caught my eye as well. The necklace knows when you've eaten too much. Now, is that something you would probably wear, Jules? Wouldn't it? Or is this for? Perhaps they do one for drink and prosecco. I'm not too sure on that.
What's this? A necklace
that knows when you've eaten too much.
Oh, I don't think I'll be wearing that.
Yeah, a metal ring called Wear Sense fits around the neck in the style of a choker and measures the vibrations in a person's throat whenever they eat or drink. It is linked to the app on a smartphone, which then buzzes if the wearer overindulges. Well, that would be continuous buzzing from your point of view, wouldn't it?
Well, I think you're a bit harsh on me.
especially with your one weakness or the 360 weaknesses that you might have.
That's the thing I like about your dinners, though. As I've told everyone, the courses go on and on and on. I love that. You're very generous.
Yes, well,
Top-ups. I remember your soup that you did, and your lady came and... Was it Sue, her name?
No, Julia.
Julia. Julia. Came and she said, would you like some more? Like, yes, please.
Yeah.
Would you like some more bread? Yes, please. That was great. When is your next event?
End of April. 24th and 25th. I'm just deciding the menu. It will feature wild garlic because it's very much in season
which
now.
Which you call?
Ransom is Ransom. The English name, but it can be known. I had it once in German, in Switzerland. I had a complete meal made with wild garlic. I had a salad starter, then a soup, then a risotto, and they even made some wild garlic ice cream as well.
Does it make you smell?
I was whiffy the next day. Intense. I had this intense. But it was a bit intense. It was a bit too much.
New.
But they in Swiss German, it's got the wonderful name of Bärlauch.
Bärlauch. He's now sprayed all over us. Yeah. Have you been watching Pole Dark?
I have.
Yeah.
I saw Sunday night in the 30 seconds of naked flesh on,
yes,
you know, from the waist up.
I know. And, I mean, for those of you who don't watch Pole Dark, maybe you can find it. But the thing that made me laugh was when she popped into his chamber and said she couldn't undo the back of her dress, but she'd actually got into it.
Yes.
Herself.
Yes.
I thought
yes.
That was...
That's continuity for you.
Yes.
I wonder how much they spent on candles. Oh, no, that's the other series, Wolf Hall, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet. I've got them all...
Yeah, £20,000, I think, per episode on candles or something.
I've got them all taped, as they say, in the olden days.
Right.
Anything else to round up with?
No, I don't think so. The only other plug is, I think today's the last day that you can buy tickets for the Take Five Cooks.
Okay.
Which is the charity dinner that's happening on Thursday that I'm doing with the chef from the Ivy, a guy called Gary Lee, and then Jack Bose from Galvin Brothers, and a couple of other chefs from around Essex and London. And we're doing a big charity dinner up in Essex, in a college in Essex, on Thursday evening.
I'd like to say a big hello to Ted Bassett Myers, who is on the Twitter at Bassett Myers, M-Y-E-R. S-P-T. He's a personal trainer, you know, Jeff. He's telling me, he's just tweeted in, raw chocolate Easter egg gets a 5-star review in the Sunday Times Style Mag. A healthy, delicious Easter treat. Please, can I have one? And also a big hello to Laura Burton Lawrence, who says, glad you received the spiralizer, which I found. Yes, thank you. So big hello to you guys. Ted Bassett Myers will do your personal training in I think 25 or 30 mile radius of Canterbury, and he's lovely, and his oldest person is 82, so you'll be fine, Harry.
Thank you so much, Jules.
I'd like to say a big thank you to Mr. Harry Covert for coming in and being my lovely co-presenter and making the coffee from Organi Ross, and Jeff Kipp, who's the owner of the Saltwood on the Marsh, on the Green, sorry. Oh,
and new best friend of
Do you
Harry
have
Colbert,
marshes? Yeah. New best friend, yes.
Yeah.
Big hello to him. Go down and see them in the picturesque village of Saltwood. And, of course, Stevie Wood, the raving reporter.
There's a lot of woods there.
I know.
I've been down the woods today, you know, picking the old wild garlic.
And tune in next week when we have Curry Week, which should get rid of my cold. We've got Paul Babra
from
the Canterbury Curry Club. And Stevie Wood for Elm Court Market, and hopefully we'll be sampling stuff. But from now, from all of us, it's goodbye.
Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk. Work it out in that kitchen and rattle
those pots and pans. Another great Jules Second Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.